This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already into the second hour of this live Friday Worldwide edition. Toll-free number to join me on air, wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, Halliburton involved, going back years, in contracts with Saddam Hussein during the sanctions, aiding the access of evil, and now it's in the mainstream news. We'll get into the dollar plunging and much, much more. But right now, let's go to the calls as promised. Let's talk to Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just first of all, just a couple of things. First of all, the name of the promotions company is SFX Entertainment. That's promoting the Dixie Chicks concerts. You go to the website, it comes up Clear Channel Entertainment.
Yeah, that's what I've seen that. Actually, who was it? It was Reuters ran an article like 2 weeks ago on that. Yeah, SFX, and it's Clear Channel. Mm-hmm. And then they start the ban, which then makes it all go down. Everybody suddenly wants it. Then they make more money off of it. But here's the big scam. It doesn't matter. It still creates a chilling effect for everybody else. Ooh, you better not speak out, because then you'll be banned, and people never even know it was a scam.
Yeah. Second thing, I just kind of wanted to gloss over that.
Does that make you mad?
Yeah, it does. It really does. This guy I work with, he's best friends with a program director of a Clear Channel station, and he claims that he was never given a direct order not to play it, but it was kind of the thing, let the community decide.
Yeah.
But anyway, the second thing I want to talk about was on MSNBC.com, they talked about how the United States has, for the first time since the beginning of the Iraq War, they used the term occupying power.
Yeah, I have that AP article. They've admitted we are the occupying power. Cholera is spreading. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, it's just... I thought we were liberating forces, you know. And
oh, no, they don't get any rights. They're going to appoint 200 people who then elect. Again, I appoint who votes, and they vote for me. And then they vote to give the oil free to Israel. Come on, folks.
It's crazy, just the way things are going. And what else did I read? That with the Halliburton thing, now instead of just being... in charge of cleanup, they're going to be in charge of distributing...
Sir, we reported 3 months ago during the start of the war. I mean, you listen.
Oh, yeah, I listen all the time.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying this like, ooh, we're smart, we're tough.
Yeah.
This is all over the foreign press. The food catering, the construction, the oil pipelines, everything was to be given to Halliburton from the start. That's what the $7 million contract listed. It's just now coming out. And no bids allowed.
Yeah. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. And now that we're talking about lifting the sanctions against Iraq, and part of the UN resolution that they were so gung-ho about says that you're not supposed to, you know, take off the sanctions unless they have no weapons of mass destruction. But yet we keep claiming they do have weapons of mass destruction.
And so they can't lift it, they'll have to keep it on. And our government says, oh, we want to take it off. And the UN says, no, more good cop, bad cop behavior when the UN is bought and paid for, bankrolled by our government.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all I wanted to say.
Excellent, excellent points, Joe. Very good points. Thanks for covering that. Yeah, I've got the articles here. I'm going to go over all of them. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. But maybe somebody wants to call in about the dollar plunging. Do you know what that means? Do you know why you can still buy cheap goods, manufactured goods from overseas, and so, you know, have lots of bottles of success, even though you have a McDonald's job, because the dollar was strong and had powerful buying power? Not anymore, folks. Not anymore. Do you realize this is a plan, publicly, by the World Bank and IMF, and at Davos, they said it, to implode us and bring us into third world control? It's all coming up, so stay with me, and we'll talk about, yes, our government, it's not a real government, it's a private banker government, says, oh, yeah, it's occupational army, throwing it in your face, training you to accept massive corruption.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thanks for tuning in to the show today. Let's go straight back to the calls. Myron in South Dakota. Welcome, sir, to the airwaves.
Alex, one of the things that really bothers me with conservative talk show hosts, and I'm not accusing you of this, but the liberals hate Senator Joseph McCarthy with a passion. But there's so many conservatives who repeat the same leftist lies. Last Monday, I don't know if you're aware of it, but the Senate finally, after 50 years, decided to release all of the files on the executive session of the McCarthy hearings, that these were the executive sessions, over 9,000 pages, and I know C-SPAN has it on their archives.
We posted it on Infowars.com 2 days ago. It's reposted today, and the LA Times admits McCarthy was right. It was worse than he thought.
Well, I didn't realize you did. Why don't you let the listeners know that McCarthy and his committee subpoenaed 635 witnesses. And before they brought anybody before the committee, they would take that witness, bring him up in front of the executive committee, and tell them what evidence they have, and let that individual then explain why they did what they did. And if they said, well, okay, I was naive, I wasn't involved with the Communist Party, but I'm no longer a member.
And you can read McCarthy saying that, and if they told the truth, he let them alone, yeah.
Right. He'd send them on home. You know, one of the things that McCarthy was chastised so viciously was the case with Annie Lee Moss. I don't know if you're familiar with that case.
Well, yeah, let me just stop you for a minute, and I'll let you continue. For those that don't know, Stalin had already killed, by the time McCarthy was in, 20 million people. They had spies all over the country. They had the neocons, daddies and mommies, the Trotskyites, that, again, we've covered here. They had them here doing this, taking over. This is a historical fact, total infiltration. And the government thought it was fine as long as he was burning little people and setting up a police state, which the FBI was doing, using it to target leftists and folks that weren't communist. But as soon as he figured out that, and he said this, that there was a group above the communist, that bankers were funding them, that, quote, the army, remember, oh, he's crazy, he thinks the army did it, oh, and where'd you hear that? From a pixie is the famous line, like he was crazy. But now it's come out. I was watching Discovery Channel 2 years ago. It wasn't Discovery, it was History. And they had a show about China. And they had the former liaison, the section chief of the CIA, like an 80-something-year-old man, going, yeah, we put Mao in. We thought he was a better force. Well, I got David Rockefeller in the New York Times saying that in 76 in Mao's obituary. So when he found out the truth that communism was just a creation of the bankers to consolidate and take over countries, that's when they deep-sixed him. Go ahead.
Well, anyhow, Annie Lee Moss, she denied she was a member of the Communist Party, yet they had the evidence. They brought her before the committee, and little Annie Lee Moss, a black woman, I believe she worked with the Pentagon, and she worked in one of the different departments, and she said, what is communism? I don't even know what communism is. What's that, some political party? Just acted completely naive. Edward R. Murrow and the leftist media just went absolutely bonkers over it. It condemned them for calling this little old lady a communist. Well, about 4 years after this, somebody had got a list of all the members of the Communist Party in the Washington, D.C. area, and here was Annie Lee Moss.
Obviously, I know the famous, I've seen the film of it, but the incredible has been redone in movies and reenacted. Obviously, that would be like saying, who is Jesus in the 50s? I mean, communism was all that was discussed. It'd be like saying, you know, who is George Washington? Obviously, a ridiculous response.
Well, in her obituary, they admitted she had been virtually a life member of the Communist Party, been working for the party. But I tell you, with the release of the Black Book on Communism and the Venona transcripts, the evidence is just so overwhelming that McCarthy was right on all of these issues.
Well, McCarthy was actually, the Wall Street Journal said that he underestimated it by half. It was worse than he thought. And the L.A. Times, I'll dig it out here today, the L.A. Times admits that McCarthy was right.
You know, when he went after George Marshall, he made the speech, America's Retreat from Victory. I don't know if you ever read that. It put it in a book form. He accused George Marshall and his group of cadres for giving China to the communists. That's when all hell broke loose.
Which now I'm watching, again, 2 years ago, History Channel, and the former section chief says, we didn't aid the nationalists. We aided Mao because we thought it would be a stabilizing effect. And look, we've given him most favored trading, permanent status, WTO, most of the factories, the weapons, the missiles. Yeah, the globalists love China. The UN gives them all the awards.
When he really got into trouble is when he wanted to subpoena some of the records of the executive from the Eisenhower administration. That's where Eisenhower announced an executive privilege, and seems every president from that time on has been using it.
Well, it's a lot worse than that. I mean, look,
right.
Our government from Roosevelt on, I mean, it was Uncle Joe Stalin in the newspaper, people.
Good old Joe.
In fact, yeah, thanks for the call. Great points, Myron. They've got an aircraft carrier down in Corpus Christi, and what the Blue Ghost is what they call it. And I went down there and saw it for the first time with my wife last summer. And I spent 8 hours in this thing. From the time it opened to the time it closed, it was amazing. And in room after room, they would decorate it with newspaper articles from the 1940s, from World War II. And over again, I sat there with my wife reading articles for how great Stalin was, even after the war, and how our government gave him all of Eastern Europe, and it just goes on and on. Lewis, listening in Maryland on WPLC. What's going on, Lewis?
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good,
I
sir.
Appreciate you, being honest and speaking the truth, all the listeners out there. I got something to drop that they said on the news. You got some news, tell a little bit of reality, then they drop it off. But it's about the martial law. They said last night on Channel Fox News the National Guard will be working with the police in certain areas and around different parts of the city. When I heard you speaking about the martial law and that's going to be in effect, how they're going to have control in different areas, I see the reality happening right now.
And that's what I wanted. It's going to be anti-gun neighborhood raids. They've been training them for years to sweep neighborhoods. Anti-liberty, checkpoints, cameras everywhere, satellite tracking, and it's not just going to be the airports, now the roads. I've got a News 8 piece from Des Moines, Iowa, a year and a half ago where they go, the troops have been in the airports, now we'll be on the streets.
Yeah, they're already doing it right now in D.C. and Maryland. They already mentioned it last night. I'm sending it all. They try to make it like it's just in all the bad crime areas, but that's just a lie of the trick.
But now the border is going to be wide open, but notice, you're saying they said to fight crime, not terror?
Yes.
They said to fight crime.
To fight crimes. Keep crime rates down and people, breaking up, stealing cars and stuff. This is the trick
they said the National Guard is going to help stop crime. You're kidding.
Working with the police. They said this on Channel Fox News. And also they said that the ones who looked in the Maryland, D.C. area, they said this last night that Al-Qaeda is rebuilding again to make another terrorist attack move.
I feel
that's a trick so they can take more liberties away and blame it on foreign soil or on terrorists.
Incredible points, Lewis. Spread the word about the show there in the area.
Always. I got to. I'm going to fight this new world order, and I hope everyone out there who listening, who want to know the truth, who believe in God and justice and equality and freedom will fight this new world order, because this new world order is slipping among people, and people are getting so caught with brainwashed, they don't know what's going down. I know about the chips and implants and things, what they're doing.
Well, they're all over the news saying it. Just 2 years ago, you'd be a kook to say it. Now every channel's saying it's great. Is that the local Fox affiliate?
I'm not sure, but I stay up late to listen, because I always listen to you and all the listeners. Yeah, I always do things to do with truth, but I always exert. But it came on this area. I don't know how this area worked, but I heard it late mentioned last night. They always mention stuff when they know people is not listening.
I know. They'll say incredible things at 2 in the morning. Thank
and then
you
also, call. Too, on top of this, I want to find out. I think sometimes when you come on air, they try to block you out, too, because you hit so much truthful points.
What do you mean they try to block us out?
Well, I know frequencies. I know other listeners in the area who listen to you at the same hours. Like, let's say you listen to you late at night. They can't get you in, too. And it'd be a frequency, and you can hear it. But I don't know if they're trying to block you out or what. But sometimes I call other people, and they're getting the same thing, too.
But you can hear us fine during the day, though.
Fine during the day. But at nighttime, when people are home and want to listen to the radio, yeah, everybody I talk to gets the same block out. They can't get you in.
Yeah, well, that's probably just because AMs aren't as strong at night. Listen, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Look, folks, now, it isn't my opinion that the troops are trying to take your guns. This started 20 years ago, and it's gone through no matter Republican, Democrat. They're not running anything. It's the military-industrial complex, what they admit and control, the shadow government. The Amber Alert is not the Amber Alert. It's the EAS system. They now have anti-gun announcements, quote, report terrorist announcements over the radio, over the big flashing billboards right there in D.C., right here in Texas, in Houston, in San Antonio. I've seen it on the news. And I remember 4 or 5 years ago going to urban warfare training events and watching Marines with foreign troops train and admit they were training to take our guns right here in America. And if they're saying that in D.C. they're going to have troops fighting crime, see, that's what the Patriot Act says. You don't have any rights if you're a terrorist or if you're involved in crime, or suspected of crime. And Governor Ridge has said, the new Homeland Security dictatorship security chief, the new KGB chief, he has said, we are going to get rid of Posse Comitatus and put troops on the streets. I saw him on C-SPAN last year. He said, we're going to have troops in all the factories, like in Red Dawn, when they go in the grocery store, and the military man's walking along in the upstairs watching people. That is the literal plan. Troops drug testing you. It's already started. in private business, they, quote, drop by and get the samples. Worse than Russia, worse than Germany, but they can't get away with it if we stand up and speak out. They'll say, well, it's to keep you safe. Ask the government then, why is the border wide open? Why are you taking all our liberties but the border's wide open? We're protecting you.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Last night, I reread much of an Army field manual, a Swiss Army field manual, on guerrilla resistance, and it talked about the tactics of occupying armies, how they get control of communications, how they first demonize groups in the media, all the different things they do, how they introduce police into the general population, how they say it's to fight crime or to back up the police, how they incrementally set up total control and despotism. And that is exactly what's happening now here in the United States. I mean, in my film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, we document who carried out September 11th, how they did it, how to stop them, what their future plans are, who they are, what they do, what they're all about. And when I interview a Marine Corps officer who's retired and has a successful business here in Austin, who in 1988 was kicking down doors of gun dealers' homes in areas of Virginia and Norfolk and other areas. I mean, this has been going on. They've been in police uniforms for a long time. They just needed the terror attacks to legitimize all of this. And it's not Alex Jones saying it. You know, I say Dick Cheney was selling Saddam Hussein stuff throughout the 90s right up until 2000. It's in Business Week. It's in mainstream news. When I say that bin Laden works for the CIA, we know until 99, attacking the Serbs for the CIA, that's mainstream news, a Senate report. When I say they're getting ready to put troops on the streets all over the place for greater disasters they're going to engineer, it's obvious they're doing it. And I love America. You know, I love this country. I'm not going to sell out to the New World Order. I'm not going to go along with the New World Order. Because the New World Order is criminally insane. The New World Order has been in the ivory tower so long and is so decadent and enjoys just the exercise of power. No one's in their way. No one was doing anything to stop them, owning us and running our lives. But they're setting up a horrible, oppressive system. Just because they feel like it. It's what dictatorships always do. And it's not a dictatorship of Bill Clinton or George Bush. They're just puppets. It's a dictatorship of the military-industrial complex was bankrolled and founded to run this country by the private European banks. There's no fight between the EU and the UN and America. It's all owned by the same private shareholders. The Warburgs, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Dutch Royal Family, the British Royal Family, the Bilderberg Group, the people that meet and publicly call for open world dictatorship. You know, the big German minister just came out and said that and got in a lot of trouble. More and more people are telling the truth. More and more people are standing up and getting involved. And that's what gives us safety, is numbers. More of us being vocal. More of us knowing the truth. More of us speaking out. You know, if something happened to me tomorrow, there's 10 more replacements right behind me and 10 more where that came from. And the same in all of our ranks. The ranks of people that are freedom lovers, that know the truth, and the spirit of 1776 that want to stop the globalist enemy combatants. They are the enemy combatants. The private shadow government that runs America is destroying America right now. You know, we've got our guns. We still got some of our mobility as they put in the tracking grid and the cameras that scan the driver's license plates and all that. The satellite kill switches in all the new cars. We had our guns, and we put up with all this tyranny being armed. And I'm telling you, peaceable resistance is the way to win this thing. It's, you know, it's like that monster, you know, in the comic book that just gets stronger the more you hit it, but there's other ways to defeat it. I'm not saying don't defend your family against tyranny. It's a last resort. That's definitely something that's very important. But the point here is that we have to get the hearts and minds of the people. That's where the victory lies. That's where we're going to get this done. And you take the firefighters, the police, the healthcare workers. They've only vaccinated a couple hundred of them in the 11 largest cities. 20 largest cities, according to the LA Times. 20 largest cities. A few thousand nationwide. They plan to already have vaccinated 11 million. I've got the White House announcements. The Health and Human Services announcements. The government said it was good for you, but it wasn't true. The people refused, and good thing they did, because it's causing about 1 in 1,000 to die in the military. Looks like it might have killed the NBC reporter, Bloom. So they can say they're protecting us from terrorists and saying they're taking all our rights, you know, because they love us, but out there, the truth is out there. People may be afraid to speak up and get involved, but deep down, they know the truth, and more of them know the truth every day. And it just takes that passive resistance to not go along with this system. Whether you're in the police force in Austin, Texas, or in the Pentagon, don't be an enemy combatant. Don't aid the terrorists. Stand up for America, for the United States, for the Bill of Rights. We have the Northwoods document, the U.S. government plan, ABC News to carry out terror, and we know the truth.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate. 7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists, the liberals, the neocons, whatever you want to call them, they're all the same people. They're little servants in D.C. Puppets, all, have said that their window of opportunity is closing, and they know it. They've got to enslave you and dumb you down now. What is it they have planned so horrible that they know we haven't resisted physically with all the bad things they've done? Just using their propaganda, they've been able to control most of us. What is it they have planned so horrible they know that we'll resist, so they're driving to disarm us? It's total financial collapse, designed by the IMF and World Bank, publicly stated to implode everything. They want control, total control. They want it all, they want it now. But it's worse than that. It's the breakup of the family. It's the destruction of our sovereignty. They know you're going to get angry. And so they've prepared. They've federalized your police. They're federalizing your cities now under Homeland Security. They're going right down the line, right out of a handbook of how to overthrow a government. We're trying to restore the republic. We're trying to defend America desperately here. Many people have given their lives in defense of the republic on foreign shores. They gave their lives in 1776 on the birth. They gave their lives at the Alamo for liberty. And it takes people having courage. You know what type of world it creates when everyone is a coward? When everyone's afraid just of what their neighbor will think? Do you know what type of world that creates? That accelerates tyranny into high positions. That guarantees a deepening of the degradation and despotism. I mean, if this was just good old boy corruption, it could be not ignored, but it wouldn't be as desperate. The globalists are the most sinister control freaks, the most desperately wicked people you could possibly imagine. I mean, here's ABC News, folks. In my book, Descent into Tyranny, I have a shot of the actual news article. U.S. military drafted plans to terrorize U.S. cities to provoke war. In the early 1960s, America's top military leaders reportedly drafted plans to kill innocent people and commit acts of terrorism in the U.S. cities, create public support for war, for domestic police state. We have the document, a link to the National Security Archives on Infowars.com. And don't worry, it's on 10,000 other websites and hundreds more every day. We are not going to stop. We're going to tell everybody the truth. We're going to get more and more bold. And we're going to do what it takes to defend the republic, no matter what the cost, because we know how evil the globalists are. Baltimore Sun, U.S. terror plan called Cuban invasion pretext. U.S. military leaders proposed in 1962 a secret plan to commit terrorist acts against Americans and blame Cuba to create a pretext for invasion and ouster of communist leader Fidel Castro, who they put in. No, they use the war against the communists as a way to warp the minds of our military men and our CIA and get them to do evil things and set up a culture of evil, which is now used for narcotics trafficking and money laundering and white slavery, every other evil you can imagine. And it goes on to talk about...
There's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar,
is an endless stream, of media whores and people that can be bought for 20 pieces of silver, and now it's delivered our country into the most imprisoned, most lowly educated, mindless, sports-watching group of idiots known on the planet. America is not America anymore because we sold out. Now we've got to wake up again and realize the threat, my friends. As I was saying, I'm down here in Austin, Texas, and the folks with the satellite uplinks running the show are in Minnesota, and occasionally we get disconnected in between our lines. I think I had a problem. My answer, we heard that song, but we are back, ladies and gentlemen, here from the Central Texas Command Center. Again, I'm talking about mainstream Baltimore Sun. Let me read this for you. Scott Shane and Tom Bowman. U.S. terror plan called invasion pretext, ABC News, May 1st, and it says U.S. military drafted plans to terrorize U.S. cities to provoke war. You see, and what did it call for? Hijacking jet airliners. U.S. government did. I'm just reading ABC News. Not a very radical show. No, other shows are radical liars and suppressors to not talk about this. Hijack jet airliners to crash them full of Americans, to attack an enemy, to blame it on an enemy. They wanted to attack the Marines at Guantanamo with army dressed up like Cubans. They wanted to have sniper attacks in D.C. to be blamed on Patsies. It even talks about how to frame the Patsies on page 9 of the Northwoods plan. Something our military people ought to check out. You ought to check out what I'm saying. And it called for carrying out bombing attacks in D.C. I think that's horrible. I think that's terrible to attack our nation's capital in that way, to have the U.S. government do it, to blame it on foreign enemies. Here it is in my book, 911 Descent into Tyranny, has the articles. The book is 230 pages long. It's only $12. And I'll plug it here in a second. But you can go to Infowars.com to the giant 911 government prior knowledge involvement section. You can go to PrisonPlanet.com to the giant, it's even bigger there, about three times bigger, I don't know, 500 news articles, all mainstream. All the pieces there. And find out the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Find out the reality. You know, Hitler blew up the Reichstag to firebomb it, to get control, to say, oh, the enemy has attacked our capital terrorist. We must crack down. Homeland Security Director Hermann Göring will keep you safe. Heinrich Himmler will keep you safe. They're going to take good care of you. We know that our own government blew up the Maine in 1898 to get into the Spanish-American War. We know the Gulf of Tonkin never happened. That's now admitted fact to get us into Vietnam. It's a fraud. And not only do they do that, they created the communists. They funded them publicly. They funded Hitler. They funded all of them. We need to be honest about this. We need to speak out about this. We need to stand up for America. It hurts my heart to see this country getting torn into 100 different pieces. And to see the balkanization, to see them following that globalist manual to balkanize and destroy. Now, I know we got loaded phones. We'll go to Jeff in Missouri and Ron in New York and Rob in Wyoming and Michael in Colorado and many others here in a second. But let me just run through some news real quick. Dollar's descent has currency watchers on edge. Again, the dollar has plunged. And it's not good for the economy because it destroys our buying power. One of the few things we had left. In England, they're putting in the satellite tracking systems to tax you in your cars. And headline, old cars face ban from London streets. U.S. sued over border deaths. Mexican government says our government must put water stations in the desert or be sued as their troops kill our federal officers and nothing's done. Halliburton linked to deals with Axis of Evil. Business Report. Mainstream News. AFP. Halliburton, the oil services titan, once headed by U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney, business in Iran, Iraq, and Libya for years, despite U.S. embargoes, according to documents released by Henry Waxman, a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. And it's a fact, folks. During the sanctions, only a few people could sell stuff to Saddam, and one of them was Dick Cheney. Now he gets the $7 billion contract. No bids allowed in Iraq. A letter from Waxman obtained on Tuesday said Halliburton's dealings with the country cited by state sponsors of terrorism and members of the so-called Axis of Evil dated back to the 1980s and ran right through 1995-2000. Says the dealings appear to have continued during the period between 1995 and 2000 when Vice President Dick Cheney, head of the company, and they are apparently ongoing even today, Waxman, a Democrat and a critic of Bush, said. Oh, don't worry, the Democrats are all involved in dirt, too. They're only bringing out enough of this to keep the whole partisan bickering going, and it's two different management teams trying to get control of the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated, but as you know, the big shareholders of the foreign London and New York banks. Liberation, 1 month on, chaos on the streets, cholera in the city, and killings in broad daylight, London Independent. Every war has its winners, and the sparkling eyes and Volpin Grin of Uday Kwasi Al-Sabib confirmed that he considered himself among them. Welcome to my new home, he cried, arms outstretched as he stood in his doorway. Until the American tanks rolled under Saddam Hussein's Great Hands of Victory monument, he lived with his mother and 13 others in two rooms in South Baghdad, protected from the elements by the corrugated iron roof. A personal talent for opportunism and a lawlessness of the capital streets prompted him to try to move up in the world by leaping to the top of a pile in one bound. Exactly a month has elapsed since the toppling of the statue of Saddam in the center of Baghdad confirmed the capital and the regime had at last fallen. Says the lawlessness continues. Yesterday, an American soldier was shot dead in broad daylight by an Iraqi who approached him with a pistol. U.S. forces exchanged fire with armed Iraqis almost daily across the country. The continued failure to impose law and order on the streets of many towns and cities is drawing harsh criticism. The last month has been pretty catastrophic in terms of building a new government. And cholera is spreading all over the country. But don't worry, the oil wells are secure and pumping. Britons will be tracked down to pay EU fines, merging their governments. And it goes on to say, under rules agreed by EU ministers yesterday, authorities will be able to collect all fines over £50 for dangerous driving, speeding, and even parking, as well as acts of violence, hooliganism, and sports events, and shoplifting. You notice they talk about some petty news item instead of the big news item here, and that is that they can arrest you for any other reason now over there under EU rules, including your speech, which can't criticize the EU. U.S. Britain acknowledge they are occupying power in Iraq plan. This out of the Associated Press. The words are contained in a letter to the President from UN Secretary Council. Under the Geneva Conventions, an occupying power has wide-ranging responsibilities to care for the nation and its citizens. The U.S. and Britain are hoping the UN proves a plan to give them control of Iraq for a year or even more. proposal would limit UN work in the country, but give the international body some oversight over how the U.S. and Britain run things. Yeah, like putting all the oil money in a trust fund. Debate on the idea could flare up fast. The U.S. draft resolution is being introduced Friday. Russia and France already have proposed different plans for Iraq's future. So the globalists that control America, don't even call it the U.S. This isn't the U.S. doing this. The parasites that control us, that control the brain case of the country, are now going to the U.N. saying, yes, we're an occupying force, and we now take control. Unbelievable. Continuing with the news, despite McCarthy, Red Peril really was. John Maroney, L.A. Times, and it goes on. It says the document shouldn't be allowed to undermine the important historical fact that Soviet communism was a very real threat to U.S. defense and freedom, and the anti-communist fight waged in the country was a moral one. Even though the Communist Party succeeded in seducing an estimated 250,000 Americans to its ranks over the course of 40 years, it now says that the documents released show that McCarthy was right, that McCarthy was right about the communist takeover. And it continues that Bush wants a, quote, EU/US/Mideast trade zone. That means government, folks. When you hear trade deal, that's how the EU started. Pan-American Union, Union of American States, a trade deal already inside the New World Order. Bush outlined proposed Mideast free trade area, looking to build on the Iraq war victory. President Bush on Friday will call for a free trade area between the United States and countries of the Middle East in a decade. So they're going to be fully absorbed, new states of the United States. That's wonderful. Continuing, they're going to put in eye scans to leave the U.S., Europe, everywhere. Total biometric world ID card being set up. That's from the BBC. Bush to give a speech today about an Arab democracy. Give me a break, folks, where they appoint people who then vote who the leader will be. I mean, you talk about a joke. Halliburton's unit's bill for Iraq work mounts. It says Halliburton's going to end up running almost everything in Iraq. It's going to be over $7 billion. I've got a lot more that we'll cover, but when we get back, we will go to all the callers that are patiently holding as quickly as possible. Before I end this segment, I want to remind listeners that I have produced 9 documentary films and written a book, and 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, details who carried out 9-1-1 and how to stop them and expose them. So does The Masters of Terror. So does my book, Descent into Tyranny. My new film is Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It's 2 hours and 37 minutes. You ought to watch it in 3 parts. It's long, but very good. A real education on the New World Order and their crimes and other examples of government-sponsored terrorism. We don't cover 9-1-1 in detail in this film. It's an incredible video, $25.95. If you order 3 or more of any of my 9 videos, they drop down to $20 a piece. Call toll-free at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or net. If you don't want to sit idly by, if you want to take action, get the videos, make hundreds of copies, get them out to opinion makers, educate folks about the true horror of the New World Order. Force multiply, resist, defend the Republic against enemies foreign and domestic. Get the videos. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to stand up to this tyranny. Somebody's got to not be a coward. Somebody's got to expose the crimes of the New World Order. Somebody's got to tell it like it is. And the more of us that do it, the better off we all are. Stop cowering in fear. When you cower in fear to the predator, it wins. We've got to educate people. We've got to cut through the confusion of this left-right phony paradigm and the puppets that run this country and the state houses across the land and there in D.C. We've got to do it now. Jeff, Ron, Rob, Michael, Omar, and others, you're coming up right now. And I got a bunch of other news the next hour. I haven't even gotten to some of the most hardcore stuff. Jeff in Missouri, you're on the air. Jeff, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, that book that you said you were reading, was that by any chance Total Resistance?
Well, that's what I said. Yeah, I was reading Total Resistance.
Yeah, I read that about 8 or 9 years ago. It's a really fascinating book. But, you know, the one aspect, Alex, about the dollar dropping in value, on the short term it's bad, but really in the long run it's good, because the process of incrementalism, crisis, problem, reaction, solution, that's incrementally being foisted on us, has still failed to awaken most Americans. And I think the more we start to wake people up and the more the globalists feel threatened, not only by the light being exposed on their wicked deeds, but also hitting the American public in their pocketbook where everybody feels it at the same time.
Now, this is all happening because they're so arrogant. I mean, do they really think that all the cops and medical workers would take their dangerous vaccine? They haven't. So that messes up their program to launch a scare to get a total police state crackdown. They try to appoint Kissinger to run the 911 whitewash. No one bought that. The conservatives are waking up to Bush's gun grabbing. They're waking up to all of it. We know the liberals are corrupt. So, yeah, I do see an awakening taking place. I don't buy what Peter Jennings says for a second.
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to take, you know, notching it up and cranking it up on their part even worse than 9/11 for most Americans to wake up. Because Patrick Henry said, you know, it's natural for man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth and listen to the song of that siren, because most people really don't want to hear it until it affects them in one way personally, one way or the other. And we have to be ready and responsible to tell people, look, this is the truth, this is where you can find it, and if they don't want to bother to take 10, 15 minutes online to go look and look up the information themselves, I just don't deal with it. I talk to somebody else who's open, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I hear loud and clear what you're saying, and it makes perfect sense. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Speaking of the Declaration of Independence, I've reprinted it in Descent into Tyranny. It's a real thought crime I've committed. Because remember, the FBI is training police nationwide that anyone that talks about the Constitution is a terrorist. I have them on tape in the Road to Tyranny. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the cause which impelled them to the separation. We hold these truths self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. All of these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to reinstitute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such a form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light or transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. When a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them to absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies. Same thing today. We'll be right back with your calls and news. Stay with me.
Marktronics is interested in being your radio communications and specialized security and surveillance source. If you need help in HAM, GMR, FRS, FRS,